理课堂听 class.com
Chapter 31 Emma continued to think about her being in love, although she could not decide how much in love she was. She thought about his next return, believing that he would tell her he loved her, but she decided she must refuse him. She could never leave her father. She thought to herself, "He is very much in love with me, I know. But I must not encourage this love." Soon enough, his letter to Mrs. Weston arrived. He mentioned Miss Woodhouse more than once in the letter. He added,
"I had not spoken to Emma's beautiful little friend. Please excuse my impoliteness."
This, Emma thought, was a message to her. Harriet was only mentioned as being her friend. But could he be interested in Harriet, not her? No, impossible. Soon, Harriet came for a visit. Emma knew that with Mr. Churchill gone, Harriet would again think of Mr. Elton. She was still so in love with him. Emma, however, did not want to remember. She still felt guilty about convincing Harriet to fall in love with Mr. Elton. When Harriet began to speak of Mr. Elton, Emma began speaking with anger. "Harriet, when you speak so unhappily of Mr. Elton's marriage, you remind me of the guilt I feel. It is painful for me to remember. Do you want me to feel pain?" "Oh, no! You are my best friend. Oh, Miss Woodhouse, I did not mean to hurt you. I have been so selfish. Please forgive me." Emma was pleased. There was no more talk of Mr. Elton. Chapter 32 Emma first saw Mrs. Elton at church. She, along with Harriet, went that day to the Elton home to meet the new Mrs. Elton. Emma did not really like her. Mr. Elton had not seen Emma or Harriet since he had told Emma he loved her and wanted to marry her. He acted strangely during the meeting, so obviously he was not at ease. After leaving the Elton home, Harriet began speaking.
"I wish them happiness. You should not be afraid, Miss Woodhouse. I am no longer in pain over Mr. Elton. I am quite content that he could fall in love with such a charming woman."
Emma decided she must know Mrs. Elton more before deciding she did not like her. She and Mr. Woodhouse invited the new couple to their home for tea one day. Harriet was not coming for a visit that day. Emma decided, during the visit, that Mrs. Elton was a selfish woman with terrible manners. Harriet would make a much better wife, Emma thought to herself. Mrs. Elton talked the entire time, giving Emma little opportunity to speak.
"We have visited the Westons. They are such pleasant people. I was surprised to see that Mrs. Weston has such wonderful manners. She used to be your caregiver, is that right?" Mrs. Elton asked.
Emma was astonished. She thought to herself,
"Of course the woman who raised me, my caretaker, would have incredible manners. Frank Churchill would be surprised at Mrs. Elton's impolite manners as well."
"Mrs. Weston's manners," said Emma, "were always very good."
Chapter 33 After speaking with Mrs. Elton on several occasions, her opinion remained the same. She was not fond of Mr. Elton's new wife. Since marrying, Mr. Elton had changed quite a bit as well. He became unfriendly, particularly with Miss Woodhouse. He entirely ignored poor Harriet Smith. Mrs. Elton suggested on many occasions that she and Emma spend time together. Emma said nothing about meeting with her.
This upset Mrs. Elton, and she became quite cold to Emma. This only increased Emma's dislike for the woman. Mrs. Elton and her new husband were rather impolite towards Harriet as well. Mrs. Elton, however, was quite fond of Jane Fairfax.
"Jane Fairfax is absolutely charming, Miss Woodhouse. So ladylike, and she plays the pianoforte extremely well. But the poor girl, she grew up with the Campbells in such a comfortable home. But she will soon have to leave all that to find work. She is a very delightful young woman.
I have known Miss Fairfax for many years." Mrs. Elton interrupted.
"You and I, Miss Woodhouse, must make her stay here in Highbury as comfortable as possible. Then the rest in town will do as we do. I shall invite her to my house often."
"Poor Jane Fairfax," thought Emma. "This is such a punishment, to become friends with Mrs. Elton. Poor, poor girl!" Within the next few days, Emma was surprised to see Jane Fairfax accept Mrs. Elton's friendship. Emma heard of Jane going on walks with the Eltons, dining at the Eltons, spending a day with the Eltons. Emma was astonished. Jane had planned to come to Highbury for 3 months, while the Campbells were in Ireland with their daughter and her new husband, Mr. Dixon. 3 months had passed, but now another invitation to visit the Campbells came for her. The Campbells planned to stay longer for the visit in Ireland. Mrs. Dixon had written the letter asking her dear friend to come. Jane again refused the invitation. No one in Highbury could guess Jane's reason for refusing. Although Emma believed Mr. Dixon was her reason for remaining in Highbury. One evening, she was asking Mrs. Weston and Mr. Knightley why Jane Fairfax would befriend Mrs. Elton, such an impolite, boring woman. Mrs. Weston and Mr. Knightley both knew of her dislike for Mrs. Elton. "Jane spends every day with her aunt at home, and perhaps she gets bored with the same people, Emma," Mrs. Weston told her.
"You are right, Mrs. Weston,"
said Mr. Knightley.
"She receives attention from Mrs. Elton, which no one else gives her."
Emma knew that Mr. Knightley was telling her that she ignored Jane Fairfax.
"My dear Mr. Knightley, you admire Miss Fairfax with serious interest," Emma began.
"Mr. Cole noticed 6 weeks ago that I am interested in Jane Fairfax."
He paused to sigh.
"But that will never be. Miss Fairfax is not interested in me. She would not marry me if I asked her, and I am very sure I shall never ask her."
Emma was pleased that her dear Mr. Knightley was not considering marriage. Chapter 34. Everyone in Highbury who knew Mr. Elton was inviting the new couple for dinner parties. Mrs. Elton was determined to show this small town the meaning of high class. She announced many times that she would have a grand evening party, with more waiters, delicate dishes, and refreshments than the people of Highbury had seen before. Emma, meanwhile, felt she should have a dinner party for the Eltons, being the polite lady she was. She sent out invitations for the Westons, Mr. Knightley, Jane Fairfax, and the Eltons. Harriet asked to decline the invitation. She was not yet ready to see the happy new couple together. Emma decided to pay closer attention to Miss Fairfax after her conversation with Mr. Knightley.
"Of the same age and always knowing her, I should have been more her friend," Emma thought to herself.
A few days before the dinner party, Mr. George Knightley's younger brother, John Knightley, decided he would come to Hartfield for a visit with two of his children. This news upset Mr. Woodhouse a bit.
as 8 people at dinner together was the most he could bear. He thought the noise would be too much. Fortunately, Mr. Weston had to go into town on business, so he did not attend the dinner, but would come later in the evening. Mr. Woodhouse was quite at ease. Now there would be a dinner party of 8. The event was favorable to Mr. Woodhouse. While the party was waiting for dinner to be arranged, Mr. John Knightley spoke with Miss Fairfax. He had seen her that morning while she was walking to the post office.
"I hope you did not walk far, Miss Fairfax. It was raining, or I am sure you will soon be ill,"
he told her. "I reached home before the rain was too much. A walk before breakfast does me good." Mrs. Elton soon joined them. "My dear Jane, you sad girl, how could you go to the post office in the rain? I was not there to take care of you," Mrs. Elton declared. Jane patiently told her that she had not caught a cold. "You really are a very sad girl and do not know how to take care of yourself. You shall not do such a thing again. I will have my driver offered any time you need to leave your home. Say no more about it." "You are extremely kind," said Jane, "but the doctor has advised me to take walks every day. I love my early morning walks. You must accept my offer," Mrs. Elton insisted. Jane did not know how to answer, so she began to speak again to Mr. John Knightley.